And we're back with Auntie Rebecca, Sabrina, and myself. You're listening to Juno Afternoon, special edition in honor of Filipino American History Month. So we just talked about our own experiences, and I just want to, you know, kind of end this on talking about what the future looks like. What does it look like? How can we educate others about our culture? And what adversities do we still have to address? So just going to open it up. Whoever wants to start first.
You know, I think of Filipinos, you know, I believe that Filipinos in Alaska were the largest and fastest growing Asian group. You know, just looking back on my experiences and experiences that other people have had, I think it's important to just continue to, you know, support each other and to, you know, allow us to live our culture through, you know, through food, through language, through gatherings that we do. And I think it's just important to continue that sense of community that Filipinos have. You know, I don't really know what challenges we'll face, you know, Filipino Americans in the future, but at least I can think of what's happening now. And I just think it's important that we, you know, we continue to embrace each other and just, you know, like I said, just live out our culture and just continue doing what we're doing. I know at least with our family and some members of the Filipino community, you know, we do that through our language, through the Atiatihan that we do during 4th of July to celebrate that. That's really all I had to say to that.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think we're in a new wave of uplifting minority voices. And I think that, you know, what's happening right now is kind of a cultural reckoning in terms of, like, we are now at the point where, you know, I see open embrace towards other cultures and minorities. And, like, there are still adversities that we face in terms of, you know, folks that, you know, have the sense of entitlement that, you know, we're taking their jobs or, you know, we don't belong here. But really, like, we have a long history here and we're not going anywhere soon. And so I'd like to continue to work on making those foundations strong. And, you know, unfortunately, I do see some cracks in that foundation while working at the Philcom is that, you know, the Filipino community used to be a 500 plus membership community here in Juneau. And, you know, now I think we only have like 200, maybe 50 active members that are involved. And that to me is, it's across the board with different, you know, nonprofit, especially minority groups, is that we have to find a way to kind of bridge that gap between, you know, our parents and the generation that Auntie Rebecca's in and bringing it over to our generations and trying to lead this, you know, new wave of Filipinos in the community. Because I don't see the involvement that I personally would like. And that's kind of where I got pushed into this position, or voluntold is like I'm going to call it, to kind of learn more. And I didn't want to learn about the Filipino community. I didn't want to be a board member of the Filipino community. But I had a turning point just realizing, like, if I don't do this, who's going to do it? You know, who is going to continue the cultures and traditions and, you know, keep things like the Atiatihan and Ali Tap Tap and other cultural, you know, movements or groups that have been an important role in us growing up. You know, I'd like to see more involvement from folks, you know, that are our age that are trying to kind of transitioning to having families and getting out of high school and not, you know, in celebrating the culture. So those are just some things that I can see. And maybe Auntie Rebecca, do you have anything that you could see in the near future?
I'm glad to hear you and Sabrina, basically, you know, representative of your generation, to have those kinds of thoughts about, you know, our culture, our heritage. Nothing happens in a vacuum. We all have to actively work towards sustaining the vigor and the life of our culture. I noticed the same complacency in our people about engaging and being active in, say, the Filipino community. I think that in itself also is cultural. Our focus is to work to provide for our families, to provide for our family here, to provide for our families at home. But we also need to be reminded that we are part of a community. We live here in Juneau. This is our home. We've been accepted here. We've been allowed to thrive, to make a beautiful life for ourselves. And in so doing, we also have a responsibility to contribute to this place that we call home, to Alaska, to this nation. And we have to have a bigger vision. This is Filipino American History Month. We look out not only for ourselves as Filipinos, but we look out for our fellow citizens, Americans, and how we can weave into this home that we have assimilated into, and work in harmony with this culture, with this new country that we call home. And young families, young children, I think we need to in order to grow our culture, we need to grow it with the children, you know, young children. Sabrina, you alluded to, you know, how when you were young, you were taught the dialect of your parents. And some families don't even have that. You know, some children of your generation, and mine included, have to admit, didn't have that. Because your uncle Blasito was afraid that they'd be discriminated against in school if they speak with a Filipino accent, that they might not have the good jobs when they grow up looking for them if they speak, you know, this Filipinized English. So we need to dispel those kinds of myths and insist that our kids can do both. So,
Yeah, thanks for hitting on that point, Auntie, because, you know, I think really we have to challenge the idea of what a model minority looks like, or immigrants, and the fact that, you know, I know so many uncles and aunties that are loud and proud and so happy to share their culture. And, you know, just being in Juneau, like, if you go to an office party over with the state, you are lucky to have a Filipino within your division or your department, because you know it's going to be a party. And you're going to eat well. And so I think that really we have to just, you know, be proud of our culture. We have to bear that flag and move it to the future and continue to advocate and tell folks that don't be ashamed of your culture. You should be proud of it. And, you know, it took me longer time to realize this than others. And I think there are still other folks that are trying to, you know, come to this realization. But, you know, Filipino culture is awesome. Other cultures should be celebrated. And we should have, like, celebrate a diverse community like we have here today. So, you know, with that, I just want to lend it for any closing remarks that you guys want to give. And we'll start with Sabrina, and then we'll go from there. Might be on mute, Sabrina. There you go. Well,
I just wanted to thank you guys and for this opportunity and the time to speak for Filipino American History Month. And I hope to continue to, you know, educate myself. There's so much history out there, and I urge all of you listening to go out and do some research. You know, Filipinos have contributed to a lot in this country. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Sabrina. And to Rebecca?
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. Shelley, thank you for having us, and thank you for helping us talk about the things that matter to us about our culture, and hopefully for the listeners, if they want to get hopefully we can have some in-person gathering at the Filipino community sometime soon, and come see us and join us in our many celebrations to come when we can do it again in person.
Yeah, and I just want to add that you don't have to be Filipino to join the Filipino community. We're having Zoom conversations every second Saturday of the month. We're also going to be doing a couple of things to change our Thanksgiving, Christmas celebrations. And I just want to say thanks to KTO for having this special Juno afternoon celebrating Filipino American History Month. We hope to continue this collaboration, and we're always looking for new voices to join us, because hopefully we'll continue this. And don't forget to vote this November. And if you're a PhilCom member, we have our very own elections on November 14th. So thanks for joining us, and hope you guys have a great weekend.